Now this one, Prophet's Corner Uncut, Sunday morning, 3:31-24. I hope I have this correct. I'm saying, Lord, if there's anything in this that I haven't said that's accurate, because this is new information. It's about what the Lord is going to do, what we've been trained for. And so, anyway, it's called House Churches. Yeah. I'm going to read scriptures first, a couple of scriptures. John 10 is the first one.
We know about that.
Yeah, we do. Why do you think we've been doing it since 1994? We well versed in it. We know it really well. All right, where did John go? There he is. John 10. Verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door unto the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. In the book of Revelation, who's he talking to? John the Apostle, who would go and take what he was hearing by the Spirit, write it down and send it to the who? Seven churches. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. David was picked as king because he was a shepherd and would shepherd his people. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I'm come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Now I want you to remember this when I go into the word that I have here. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. All right, we're going to stop there. He laid down his life for the sheep. All right, we're going to go to John 21 right quick, and then I'll get into the Word. This is 21:5. This is after Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. He had hung around, you know, for a while. And he's on the seashore with his disciples. You know, they saw him as out fishing. They saw him on the shore, bread and fish on the fire. This is verse 5. Then Jesus saith unto them, Children, have ye any meat? They answered him, No. He said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it in for the multitude of fishes. See, they was trying in their own. They went back to their old, you know, Peter talked about the dogs of the vomit. There they went back to fishing. That's where they were when Jesus found them, made them disciples. Let's keep going here. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid up thereon in bread. Jesus saith unto them, Bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to the land full of great fishes, 153, and for all that were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus saith unto them, Come and dine. Was it about fish? There was already fish on the fire. It was about fishers of men, wasn't it? Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, who art thou, knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? In other words, do you love what I've called you to do over what you used to do? He was a fisherman by trade. He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my lambs. And he saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. And Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. See, he denied him three times. Peter was going to be one of the pillars, you know. All right. Now, I want you to listen very carefully to what I have to say. And like I said, I hope I'm accurate in this. If not, I'm asking the Lord, Lord, show me if there's any corrections, because I want to make sure we get this right. It must start at a grassroots level. Once a group gets big, not over 20, that's the one I'm struggling with, I'm not sure. But that I felt like that was the maximum. That when it got to 20, it would split and another group start. And I will appoint a pastor over it. The group never gets too big so that the pastor can devote full time to taking care of my sheep. As the church grows, there will be a constant split and starting across the nation, all linked together like a fence, small and intimate, and hands-on discipleship training. Quality and not quantity is the goal. Now you can understand why I've had you in a home group setting since 1994. I've trained you, and now you will train others. The church has become political. It embraced the 501c3, it's a corporation. Growing the institution was the goal and not the training of my people. No longer unified but competitive, just like secular corporations. They even went to advertising their churches and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Just like Coca-Cola, whatever. The church moved from spiritual to secular. The shepherds became hirelings of the corporation. It will fall like the rest of the cabal. My sheep are scattered. This is why the church is weak and has succumbed to the evil one. Total infiltration. A little leaven, leaven the whole lump. This is where you and those like you come in. Those that have been faithful and listen to my voice will prevail. A new beginning, a church in divine order, as I have had you praying and confessing. I will judge those that thought it was not grand enough to pastor a few over the many. They will lose their place. There is no more room for them. I will give their room to those that heard my voice and made the right choice, even the face of ridicule. Oh, you ain't got nothing over there. I trust them, for they will obey my voice and lay down their lives for the sheep just like I did. Now, you know why I'm tough on you sometimes. I'm trying to keep you from being torn to pieces by the wolf. You understand? But these are God's words, not mine, you know? Who wouldn't rather be doing something else? But no, we have decided to follow Jesus and do what he's told us to do. Those that have tried to do it some other way, other than my way, there will be no way for them any longer. I am the way, and there is no other way. Never let anybody else tell you anything different. These networked home cell groups will be massive and fill the earth. It'll be total infiltration. Because of organized religion and its stigma, most would not even dare to enter the doors. But a small, intimate group of people like themselves will be a warm embrace. It will be constantly evolving as it grows, constantly splitting and replanting and all connected. Humble like a birth in a stable, but personal and powerful, hands-on discipleship. It will not be stoppable. Yes, a return to apostolic Christianity, like Kim Clement said. The reason the church of today has failed is because of the beast system infiltration. My government is not ruled by the beast and its system. I will call the shots where my church is concerned, and I will rule it with a rod of iron, and that will be my government, the apostles and prophets. Had the spiritual leaders followed my plan, the beast would not have been able to infiltrate my church. Looking at my revelation and my message to the seven churches, six of them are manifesting symptoms of the beast. And we're going to read those. Revelation 2 and 3. The only one was the one of brotherly love, Philadelphia, that he didn't have some kind of rebuke. Unto the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. Hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hath labored and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against you, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do all the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. I'm telling you, the church of the day is pretty arrogant. Pretty arrogant. But this thou hast, thou that hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. This is Baal Moloch worship. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works in tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but they are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Is that the beast? It's been around a long time, not just today. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, these things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. I know thy works. You know what that sword is? What? What is that sword? Judgment on one side? What's on the other side? Can you tell me? One side is for judgment. The other side is for what? You can tell me later. I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. And I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam. You've got some homosexuals in your group? I'm not against homosexuals. I am against them staying homosexuals. I'm for getting them born again. Brought back into the right mind. That's what I'm for. This is the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. All the things that go with that. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate, Balaam, Jezebel. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly, will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things saith the Son of God, who hath eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works in charity and service and faith and thy patience and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication, eat things sacrificed unto idols. I put here, like children. See, a lot of people don't realize and connect that what that means is Baal and Moloch worship. They're the abortion god. They kill babies. And they gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. Now I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of them according to your works, or unto you according to your works. But unto you I say, and unto the breast of Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan. That's as low as you go, the babies. That's as low as you go. That's what this operation is all about, what we're going through right now. This is the depths of Satan. Doesn't get any more heinous than this. As they speak, I will put upon none other burden, but that which ye have already, hold fast till I come. To he that overcometh and keepeth thy works until the end, to him will I give power over the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessel of a potter's shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saying to the churches. He's talking to the pastors here. Not talking to the world and those that is out there blatantly sinning, openly and wildly. No, he's talking to the church. And unto the angel of the church of Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names, even as Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. So that tells me, ain't no once saved, always saved here. You can blot yourself out from the book of life. But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And here's the only one that I can see in these right here that got it right. To the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works, and behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Is that the way you feel? Isn't that the way you feel? That's the way I feel. I got a little strength left, Lord. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I'm come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. What comes down from heaven? New Jerusalem. What's New Jerusalem? Who's seated with him in heavenly places? His church. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And unto Laodicea, or unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, write these things. Saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. Would thou wert cold or hot? So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth, because thou sayest, I am rich, increased with goods, and have need of nothing. And knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Well, you know, we're running so many, you know, we're bound to be doing good. We're the most successful. We got the biggest church in town, and we got the most people in town, so we are a success. Not so. Miserable, wretched, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich in white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in my throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Not what the pastors are saying, what the Spirit is saying to the pastors. Okay? All right. My apostles and prophets will hear my voice and keep my church on the right course. If the churches were in divine order, they would not have been affected by the COVID lockdowns and mandates, for they would have been operating under radar. Humble I know, like me, born in a stable. No room for me in the inn. Had I been at the inn, they would have found me and killed me like the other sons of Israel. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saying unto the churches. Networks across this nation of home groups following my voice with my apostles and prophets in place to lend a helping hand. All right, go to James. I put James 15. Maybe we'll find it. It's probably 5. 1:5. Maybe, no, it's not 1:5. Let's go there. I think it's 5. See if I can find what I'm trying to. Oh, well. Well, but well, I don't know what I was thinking, so I guess we'll just move on. Let me look right here. Okay. The Lord has told us that our jurisdiction is the 17 counties of the Permian Basin. That's the reach of Faith Avenue. Okay. The Lord says this, you've been faithful over little, so now we'll give you much. Those that are faithful over little will be faithful over much. Did you catch that? Those that are faithful, you've been faithful over little, so now I will give you much. Those that are faithful over little will be faithful over much. If you're not proven in the little, you won't have the much. My eyes on the one that will see after the one. That is a good shepherd. The one that will stand and guard the sheep from the wolf. That is a good shepherd. Now you will teach others what I have taught you. My eyes also on the good shepherd that will leave the 99, and go after the one stray. Too many hirelings today do not have time for the one. They do not see the value in the one like I do. I died for the one. Some gauge success in how many. You are a success if you have many, and not a success if you have few. The opposite is true. My eyes on the sparrow, and I notice when he falls to the ground. Those that will not be faithful over little will never have much. All right, Jeremiah 23. Verse 1. Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel against the pastors that feed my people. You have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, saith the Lord. And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I have driven them and will bring them again to their fold. And they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord. It's never been about the money. In this kind of setup, it's not about people making money. It's about loving people and helping people, taking care of people, and doing it God's way. All right, I wish I could figure out which scripture that was in James. Anyway.